The top contenders for the job include one woman and four men, and they come from Miami, Clearwater, Illinois, and New York. They fielded questions about police integrity, gang violence, and how to build public trust in the police force. Alan Chappell, AME Church pastor Valerie Houston, says it's vital the new chief reaches out to the African-American community.
Well, I'm looking for somebody with versatility, somebody who will get into the community, somebody who sees the whole town as equal.
Rochester Police Director of Public Integrity George Markert says if he's picked for the job, he wants to help Sanford move on from the Trayvon Martin tragedy of last February.
I personally feel that Sanford, the city of Sanford, should not be defined by one incident. As tragic as that incident is.
The shooting of unarmed African-American teenager Trayvon Martin by Neighbourhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman sparked a national uproar. Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee lost his job after criticism of his department's investigation of the incident. City Manager Norton Bonaparte says getting feedback from residents is an important part of hiring a new police chief.
The main thing is building trust within the community, and therefore having the residents be part of the process of the selection I wanted to make sure took place.
Bonaparte wants residents to call or email questions and suggestions about the selection process. The candidates will go through a further round of interviews Wednesday, and a final choice should be made by early next month. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.